welcome, everyone. This is the introduction call for Bridges to Brilliance, work that is an expression of your love in the world. And I'm so excited that you're all with me. I can't even, I'm just jumping out of my skin here. It's been so long. It's taken me so long to do this, so I'm really, really thrilled to be here today. And I am Mary Beth Schuin. All of you know me, but I'll identify myself for other people who are going to hear this later. I have been coaching for 15 years, and I'm a master certified coach, and my focus is really helping people find what they want to do in the world and really put that out there so that they can make the change that they came here to make. And so that's what this whole thing is about, and I'm going to describe it. We're going to do introductions. I'm going to tell my story about how I ended up here. I'm going to go over the program. I'll have questions and answers. Oh, I'm going to do a little experience with you all today so that you leave here feeling really good. And then I'll talk about the program and when it starts, and then I'll hang up. How's that sound?
Wonderful.
Sounds lovely.
So why don't we go around and introduce yourself. So say your name, where you're from, and what interested you in this program.
Okay, this is Debbie Doig. I live in Moni, Illinois, which is a suburb of the Chicago, so I'm in the Chicago area. I think that one of the things that interested me most, Mary Beth, was that you were doing it, and it has to be something brilliant if you're doing it. That's number one. And I think that it's a time in our world that it's actually my experience is that it's a very challenging time to do what it is we're meant to do in this world, but it is a time when it's most needed in our world.
Well said, Debbie. Yeah.
Yes. So.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
This is Michael Garland from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and I double that you're doing it, Mary Beth. So I am here because anything Mary Beth does, I will do. If she told me to jump off the roof, I would jump off the roof. But I'm doing it because I'm interested. I'm always interested, and I too am a certified life coach. Thanks to my lovely Mary Beth, although I'm not a practicing life coach, although I do practice, I don't know what I practice, but it's lovely to be here today.
Thanks, Michael. Welcome.
Yes.
Hey, it's Susan Alexander, San Jose, and I'm here for a few different reasons. One, like you're all saying, for Mary Beth, because of Mary Beth, she was part of my certification program as well, a big part of it. So agreed, anything Mary Beth is putting out there, I'm very interested in seeing what is to be learned. And two, being a certified coach, both in the professional and life coach arena, I am always looking at how I can use what I learned to help my clients. And third piece is I'm on a continuing career and life exploration myself, and definitely want to see what I can apply to my own growth.
Awesome. Thank you. That's great. Well, I'm so excited that you're here, and I really appreciate the vote of confidence. It's so sweet. When I first put this out and people that I knew were signing up, I was a little surprised. And then I was like, oh, I love that, actually. It's really, it's very affirming of the work that I'm doing and my impact in the world. So I really appreciate that, and thank you for saying that, all of you. I'm going to tell my story a little bit because I don't think actually any of you know this. So I have a master's degree in counseling, and specifically I was in career counseling in my life, and I had a few jobs, and one in particular, at the end of working for other people, I was working in a high school with high school kids, and I loved, loved, loved the kids. But the environment that I worked in was pretty toxic, and the work that I was doing was mostly paperwork, which I abhor. So I realized after about 3 years into that job, and this was one of those careers where you get a retirement pension and full health care forever and all of those things, and they pay into your retirement and very safe, and unless you pretty much shot someone, you were going to have employment for the rest of your life. And so it seemed like the perfect job for me, but I was pretty miserable. And so at first I tried to figure out, well, maybe I need to get more involved. So I joined every committee and got on all these different clubs. And so I did that for a couple of years. And really all that did was make me busy, and still I didn't feel any sense of fulfillment. And so I realized, oh my gosh, maybe I made a mistake. I should probably go back to school. I started looking around, and I settled on adult learning and education. And I went to one class at the university here, and the woman lectured at us for 3 hours straight. And I realized, oh, I don't really think she knows much about adult learning, because you would not be just talking at people for 3 hours. And I really didn't feel all that excited about the class. So I dropped the class, and I was pretty lost. I was still looking, reading, trying to figure out what should I be doing. And I have this career development background, so I know what my likes are. I know what my abilities are. I had all of that, but I just couldn't quite fit in anywhere. And a friend of mine read an article in January of 1997 about coaching. And at that time, there were only two schools. And so I made inquiries to both of those schools, and I did a four-week class with Coach U, it happened to be at that time. And at the end of the four-week class over the phone, I still didn't really know what coaching was. I just didn't understand how it was any different from what I had just, you know, paid a whole bunch of money to get a master's degree in. So I kind of let it go, kept looking, and in the meantime, the other school, Coaches Training Institute, was getting a class together in Phoenix. So the woman who was organizing it called me and asked me if I would come over. It just happened to be during our spring break from the high school, and so I thought, well, I either need to rule this in or rule it out. And after about 2 hours in that class, I fell in love with coaching, and this was exactly what I was hoping for by getting a master's degree in counseling. And it just opened up a whole other world to me. And so from that point, I made a huge commitment to myself that I was going to leave this position at the high school, the safe, secure job, and I was going to make a practice of this. And this was going to be my business going forward. And I have to say, before that, I had had a desire to be on my own. I just couldn't quite figure out what that would look like. So it took me 2 years. In literally 15 years ago this month was the first class I took of coaching. And I worked myself out of that job. I worked with my boss to the second year not work as many hours, so I worked like 60%. And then by June of 99, I completely launched myself. And I was doing fine, and I was doing a lot of the things that I knew I liked, and marketing myself and teaching and speaking and writing and getting myself out there. But what happened over those first really 5 years was I would have this crippling fear come over me about this not working. And to the degree that, and so you all know the idea of saboteurs, so the way that we sabotage ourselves, one of the things that I did was at three different times during that period, I took part-time jobs that were a disaster. I mean, I cringe when I think about how badly things went, because they had absolutely nothing to do with what I wanted to do in life. But I was so panicked that I didn't think this was going to work that I kept reaching back for those, because I thought I should have a job. That's what we're taught. That's what we grow up with. And so it took me, after the third humiliating time, I realized, okay, I've got to get serious. And so at other times during that 5 years, I had done some different things. So I had hired a marketing specialist. And this time, when I realized, okay, this keeps drawing me back in, I've got to get over this fear. I've got to look at my limiting beliefs, and I've got to stop doing this. And just at that point, there was a course called A Better Way to Work, and it was all about what is the internal process that you have to work through, like what is your consciousness around being in this business, or any career for that matter. What is it that you're bringing, and how do you feel confident and comfortable with that and know that it's going to work? And so I took that course for a year, and by the end of it, I had a niche, which I had never had before. And once I figured all of that out, everything just kept expanding from there. And I could really see where my vision lined up with other people, and I could make partnerships with them. So it really took a different turn, and what I realized was I needed to do the internal work to be in that resonant place so that everything that I needed showed up. And literally, that's how it started to happen. Synchronicities, all these different things happened. And that has just continued. And now, when someone approaches me or I think of something to do, I can tell whether or not that's going to work before I even begin the process with someone. And it's wonderful to have those other people and partnerships and different projects that I'm working on, but I can tell because I'm so clear about what my vision is and what my purpose is that I don't waste my time anymore with things that are either going to drag me down or bring that fear back up again. So I realized after this time and working with other people and doing this one-on-one with people that there really was something different. And so what I've been trying to describe to people is this shift in consciousness. So if you're familiar with David Hawkins' work, he maps consciousness. And he's got a couple of points on his map that are sort of critical. And one of them is he says over this level of 200 in consciousness, we move out of the fear, out of the disappointment, out of that sort of being controlled and in that mass consciousness soup, if you will, and you cross over into acceptance and grace and love and graciousness and all of these places. And the difference that I see between people who are happy in life and in their careers is that they're in that place. And they're in that place partly because they chose that state of being, but also because they're doing things that are in alignment with who they truly are. So it's both. It's you can choose that state of being, and the more you choose it, the more sustainable it will be. And the more sustainable it is, the easier it is for you to find your place in the world with your work. And also, you can start taking steps in the world with your work so that you're more in that resonant place and everything will expand from there. So I was pretty happy when I figured out that David Hawkins piece because at least then I could speak about what that was. Up until that point, I just couldn't quite describe to people how I see this is a different world that you live from than what mass consciousness does. And so that's really what I'm up to and really what I want to be working with you all on. So I'm going to pause because it was a lot of words, comments, thoughts, questions.
So, Mary Beth and Susan, I think that, I'm guessing that from what you've described with this process, then you've taken it and put it into a format with the six-month sessions. I guess I'm curious, just maybe I'm moving ahead, just curious about how this comes to light over the six sessions. So you're probably going there, and I'm just, I guess, asking.
No, that's perfect. That's exactly where I'm going next.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about those different elements. Yeah, so from all the things that I learned not to do, frankly, and some of the things that I learned how to do, I put together this program. And so it's something that I've been practicing with individual clients and obviously in my own life, but I thought I could really do this in a structured format where people work through specific exercises and activities and practiced ways of being so that you could move into this space as well and things would happen. So I'm happy to go there. I call them the transformational pathways. And so obviously the first thing, and you all are coaches so you know this, is self-awareness. So we're going to go through everything about your strengths, your values, your vision, everything that I think when I look at people's lives, there's reasons that things happen to you and why you are the way you are. It's really like you were being chiseled to do the work that you're meant to do. And sometimes it's easier for other people to see that in you than it is for you to see that in yourself. So you're going to do a little bit of both. You're going to do some introspection, and you're also going to reach out to other people for their perspective of you as well. The next step is inspired ingenuity. So one of the hardest things, I think, for people is to really come up with what is it? What is it that I want to do? So I've got a number of different tools to help figure that out. And I really, really want people to dream and imagine and be completely impractical about what they're thinking. Because you can always bring it back to reality, but it's nice to have that big vision, big pulling every piece of you out there to be scary and yet really exciting. So we're going to work on that. And then once you have that, you're going to have all of those negative thoughts, saboteur voices, limiting beliefs, how will I make money, all of those kinds of things are going to come to surface. Because, right, once you figure out the what, then you got to figure out how am I going to do this. And the minute you start asking those questions, you're really going to see all of these limiting beliefs. And I've got a great structure for working through limiting beliefs and turning them around. And we'll work on your fear. We'll work on all of that. And all of that happening will really clear the way for you to be engaged, which is the next step, and saying yes to life, showing up. It's amazing when you clear those limiting beliefs, how differently you will see the world and how differently you will show up in the world. So you'll see all of these different things happening, and yes, you'll be pushed outside your comfort zone here, but really this is the time to start sharing those dreams, to speak up about your hopes, to tell your personal story about how you got here, and really express your purpose every day, because now you're going to have that. So even if you haven't made any changes at all, you can still start with your consciousness changes. So you're going to be different, even if the world outside doesn't quite look different yet. And then we're going to say, just do it, right? So you've got your talents and gifts, you're going to offer a service to the world, and you're going to go out there and you're going to figure out what works and what doesn't work. So lots of feedback, lots of growth. And I think that there's a real hesitancy for people to just go out there and start doing what they know they love to do. Oh, I have to make money at it, or nobody's going to want it. There's lots of those things. So we're going to work through all those so that you literally just put it out there and get the feedback and start getting confidence that this really is the direction. So as you feel that sense of fulfillment when you're doing what you're doing, all of this will grow. And it doesn't matter yet whether you're making money at it. It just matters that you're moving in that direction. And all kinds of possibilities and things will open up. And you get to feel your contribution to people, which is just a lovely thing to feel. I had to throw that lovely word in. And then,
thank you.
You're welcome. Yep. And then as you're doing this, as you're out in the world and you're feeling better and better about what you're doing and you're contributing to people, then the synchronicities come. And now change is really starting to happen. So you've made all these inner shifts, and you're going to see really alignments in the world with other people, and all kinds of things are going to propel you forward. And again, it's partly because you are now seeing the world differently and showing up differently in the world, and so the world is there to greet you in new ways, and you will see new partnerships, new ways of being, all of that with people. Then comes the part, so things are humming along, that you have to trust and have clarity for yourself. So as you continue to grow and follow your heart, this is a journey. This is not a one-time thing. You're going to have to keep revisiting things and looking at that. But the most important thing that I think for people at this point is to not allow everyone else's needs to overcome your own. So this step is about putting yourself first, you know, not in a greedy way, but in a way that nurtures you. So to be able to play, to find balance and simplify your life. And then you're really able, like I was saying, I can choose more wisely now because I have an intention about everything that I'm doing. So I always make sure it's in alignment with my vision, and that's where you're going to do this too. And in order for you to be able to do that, you have to trust yourself. And in order for you to trust yourself, you have to really feel centered and happy as much as you can as a human being. Then we come to the innovate part. So as you've gotten all of this going and things are working, it's also good to turn things inside out and to look at them from just the opposite of what you've been doing. This really frees you up to brainstorm new ideas, create a dream team, and really, again, dream some more. What's possible? Now you've got a whole new platform that you're on about what you're doing, and the new possibilities will be even bigger here. So this is really about your impact in the world. And I just love to talk to people about innovation because it's creativity, and everyone has creativity and loves to create things. So once you do that, you'll have some new things that you're doing, and now you're going to feel like you're flying and flowing, and every day is fulfilling. You're expressing your love in the world. And from here, we really formulate the plan. You're taking action. You're committed, and you're accountable to this expression of your authentic self. And so as you're leaving the program, I want you to really have that piece where you know this is what's next. This is where things are going. And every action has to be in alignment with your core values and deep awareness of why you're here. That's really where the juice is in life. And then the very last thing, so you've got your plan, you know what you're meant to do, is to go out and build relationships. So to sustain your success over time, you really do need partnerships to create with people, to innovate, and also to be accountable for. So this point, and many of you are already this, you know, you want to be a life-enhancing force for others, and you want to support their success, and you want to ask for their help as well. So that's really the 12 pathways that we're going to go through. Any questions, comments?
I'm just flying right now. I love everything that you said, and I'm like, as you're going through, I was typing a lot of what you were writing, saying, and I'm reading it, and it is. It's those. For me, it's always been the negative thoughts or the insecurities of moving forward in areas that you truly love.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's a hard thing to do.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think that Marianne Williamson quote, you know, that we're far more afraid of our magnificence than we are of failure, is really accurate. It's really what I see in people. Sometimes we even know what it is we should be doing, and we just can't take the steps to put ourselves out there. I mean, I struggle with it too. Even just, it's taken me 7 months to get this phone call. So it's not like those go away, but you'll have strategies to deal with them.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Any other comments?
You know, Mary Beth, I love it too. This is Debbie, and I was also taking notes. I'd like to exchange them, Michael, so I bet you get more than I did. But I think that, like, I really, really can relate to what Michael is saying, and in terms of, like, the things that we talk, I spend more time sometimes talking myself out of things rather than talking myself in. And I go through periods, you know, of doing that. Other times I'm very busy talking myself into doing things. But I think that part of what sounds really great about this program is that you can actually find ways to balance that no matter where you are.
Exactly. Yeah.
And to work through that internal stuff to balance.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about the program a little bit. It is 12 classes every other week for an hour and a half. You can call me. I'm going to commit to you can call me at least once a month for like a 15-minute laser coaching session. I'll probably give you more than that, but sometimes I travel, so I didn't want to overpromise. But I'm here for you. I really want to hear from you and know that. We're going to do a Facebook page so that it's locked and everybody who's in the class is on there so that you can exchange information that way. And you'll have a buddy in between. So on the off weeks, you can talk to your buddy for, you know, 45 minutes or an hour and do activities with each other and really just basically support one another in between the calls. You'll get lessons via email every week, or it's really every other week. So you'll have lots of things to do in between calls. And then we'll get on the call and we'll talk about how that's going, and I'll do some different activities on the calls and demos and things like that to work through all of these different pieces and parts. I think that's it for the structure. Any questions about that?
No questions about that.
No.
Cool. All right, good. So I'd like to do a little experience with you all. So one of the things that I talked about was being able to sustain this kind of higher level of consciousness. So I want you to think of the word grace. And I want you to think about how having grace in your life is you being favored. And everything that you need shows up in that state of grace. Before you even think of it, it's available to you in your life. And so if you would close your eyes and just take a couple of breaths, and imagine the rays of sun coming from an imaginary sun above you. And each one of those rays is grace. Really breathe deeply and breathe in that state of grace. Everything is easy, smooth. You are favored. everything you need comes to you easily and effortlessly. Allow that feeling to be in every cell of your body. And now allow that feeling to expand into the room that you're in. Make it bigger. And now take that feeling of grace all through the city that you're in. Let it expand. And finally, let grace wrap the entire world. Beautiful. Thank you. So take a deep breath. I hope you're feeling good. So my homework assignment from this, if you choose to accept it, is before you go to bed every night this week, spend 2 minutes feeling those rays of sunshine as grace. Are you willing to do that?
This is Debbie. I am.
Cool.
Yes, for sure.
Good.
I will absolutely gravitate to those rays.
That's wonderful. So that's something to practice. And that's as simple as it is, to choose a higher state of consciousness. That's all it is to do that. The more often you do that, the more sustainable it becomes. And the more you sustain that, the more your life will change. So that's really where opportunities find you, synchronicity happens. So every 2 weeks, we're going to have a different word that you're going to breathe in every night before you go to bed, and you're going to wake up, and that's going to be your reality more and more and more. It's really amazing, the things that come from doing that. So I know it's pretty exciting to me. And I think of that, I just want to say one more thing about that. I think that there are sort of human choices that we need to make, right? We need to pay the bills. We need money. We need to eat. We need to go grocery shopping. There's stuff that we have to get done in our lives that we're pretty good at, making those human choices. And then I think there are those soul-level choices. And the soul-level choices are really more of those types of words: grace, graciousness, capable, all of those types of things, creativity. And when we choose those words, we change internally. And that also is another way to crowd out those limiting beliefs and those fears. So it's not always that you have to dig in there and figure out what the fear is. Sometimes you can just crowd them out with this new state of being. And it literally is a choice to just change and expand into that new state of being. It's been something that's been really profound in my life. And so doing that, all kinds of surprise things happen, things that I love happen, and that are really unexpected because I feel good and I'm attracting that, if you will, in the world. So it's a really good, I think, distinction from just trying to figure out, how do I get over these limiting beliefs? How do I keep slogging through this fear? You literally can shift here. And sometimes you can't. I mean, that's another piece of it, too. Sometimes things are just really tough in life, and you're feeling grief or you're feeling whatever. But you know, when you are through that day or those few days, you can go back into being in this great state, and that you can just choose it. So, cool. Okay, now I really do have the Q&A part. Do you have any questions, anything else I can say?
I'm just ready to take a nap now.
Okay, good.
I've been so stressed. That was so nice.
Oh, I'm glad, Michael.
My life has been so stressful, and that has just, oh, I was like, oh, my God, that was so nice.
Oh, good.
I think you should just make tapes and send them to me, and I'll just play them, and you can just...
You know,
like,
I'm thinking about actually adding that to the program, is to make some recordings for you all so that you can listen to them. Because visualizations are just the best. You know, they really do help you a lot. So I know for sure I'll do at least one for you all, and if you like them, I'll do more. How's that?
I vote for that.
Thank you. Cool.
So, Mary Beth, it's Susan. I'm curious, in terms of participating in a program like this for the 6 months, you know, with, in contrast with individual coaching around career, I heard the structure of the program and get that you're with other people and have the buddy system, which I know could be very valuable. I guess, would there be any other differentiators to why this program around career or purpose in particular would be better, similar, different than getting individual coaching around this area?
Yeah, that's great. It's a great question, Susan. So I think both are effective. I think it's definitely your preference. I will say one thing that I find working in groups is there's a lot of synergy.
Yeah.
So when you're stuck and someone else isn't, it's kind of nice to be on that call and hear, yeah, I was stuck last week and here's what happened and, you know, now I'm here.
Right.
So there is that piece about synergy and the creativity that comes out of the group, because obviously you all are really wonderful people and have lots of resources. So you're going to benefit from even more of that with the larger group.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Plus it's less expensive.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Right.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, good. Thanks for coming, everyone.